Big buy for BlackRock.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's a big deal for the U.S. money manager BlackRock. It's about to become the world's largest asset manager after agreeing last night to buy an investment arm of British bank Barclays. The cash and stock deal is worth $13.5 billion. From New York, Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The combined company will have close to $3 trillion in assets under management. That'll put it ahead of rivals State Street and Fidelity. BlackRock isn't well known to everyday investors because it mainly manages assets for groups like the federal government, sovereign wealth funds, and college endowments. The company advised the government on its big bailout effort, and it's now managing billions in toxic assets from Bear Stearns and AIG for the Fed. BlackRock says the Barclays deal will allow it to better serve regular investors. As for Barclays, it's been on a mission to raise capital ever since it declined to take part in a UK government bailout last year. The deal also gives Barclays a 20% equity stake in BlackRock. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Cities pay a lot to deal with their trash, millions of dollars every year. So in yet another effort to get more residents to recycle, they're trying something different, displaying trash in a new light. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
Artist Bill Basquin peers into a box full of dark, moist compost. A few of his photographic subjects are placed delicately on top.
Those are the bananas there, and there's some bugs in them, and these are the carrots.
Basquin takes artsy pictures of rotting fruit and vegetables. Up close, they look like colorful, otherworldly creatures, all texture and moldy fuzz. He's also designed a compost bin with a glass front so people can see food as it turns to soil.
I personally believe that that kind of participation is really helpful in getting people in sort of shifting what they're capable of imagining.
Basquin is an artist in residence at the San Francisco Dump. You heard me right, the artist in residence at the Dump. He's one of the many artists sponsored by Recology, San Francisco's waste management company. The artists spend 4 months digging through mountains of trash for inspiration. Recology gives tours of the gallery. The artists talk about their work to groups, mostly school children. Deborah Monk manages the program. She says it's a way to teach kids about recycling.
They send us letters, thank you letters, love letters that tell us what they're doing with their trash. And most importantly, they go home and tell their parents how to recycle or not to waste food and to put the food in the compost bin.
There's a market for the art, which includes purses made out of plastic and sculptures created from old bicycle parts. Pieces typically sell for about $500. San Francisco artists aren't the only ones pairing imagination with sanitation.
Welcome to Ecological Art, the House of Divinal Intervention, as I call it.
Peter Schulberg directs the nonprofit Ecological Art in Los Angeles. Companies donate old billboards to the gallery, and artists use them as giant canvases. Companies don't have to dispose of the toxic vinyl, and people driving by get a free show.
There are beautiful shapes out there that, if we just take the time to turn them upside down, you know, kind of try to look at them differently, they have the opportunity to kind of live again.
Schulberg works with Clear Channel and CBS Outdoors to display the billboards. He plans to expand the program nationwide. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Wall Street yesterday was a gain of, well, another day of small gains. S&P and NASDAQ shares rose by more than 0.5%. The Dow added about 32 points to close at 87.70, less than 0.5%. European markets are mostly up right now. The German DAX, though, is flat but down. Asian shares closed mixed today, but the Hang Seng and Nikkei managed gains as well overseas. The social website Twitter has yet to find a way to make much money on the web, but apparently it's doing a good job of it for Dell. The computer maker says it brought in, more than $3 million in sales over the last 2 years from Twitter followers who clicked through Dell tweets to buy equipment. Twitter hasn't ruled out charging companies in the future for doing what Dell has done. Over its social internet rival Facebook, it's not hardware, but a personalized URL that people will be searching for tonight, and it's free, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Each of Facebook's 200 million or so users will be able to register their name as a personalized URL. The addresses can't be transferred or sold. And why is this such a big deal? Well, right now, my public Facebook profile comes up in a Google search as a random string of numbers.
I'm in facebook.com/123456 isn't as easy as facebook.com/Bob.
That's analyst Zias Caravalla of the Yankee Group. He says Facebook's new intuitive web names will be linked from other sites, embedded in applications.
You can, in fact, put it on a business card if you wanted to. And I'm sure you'll see companies advertise facebook.com/Bank of America or something.
Rafe Needleman of CNET says in time, they could become people's searchable online identity as well as a universal login.
It gives Facebook more of a power position as a provider, not just of a social network, but of identity that can be used in other sites as well.
It's a position Facebook can use to drive traffic and target personalized advertising, which it needs to do to finally turn a profit someday. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Finally, from one man who oversaw a rebirth of Chrysler to another, welcome. Lee Iacocca was the face of the U.S. automaker after the government bailed it out in the late 1970s. He wrote a letter dated today that welcomes Sergio Marchionne, the Fiat chief, into the fold of a, quote, truly unique auto company. The Italian carmaker took over the company this week after Chrysler reemerged from bankruptcy. The 84-year-old Iacocca signed the letter as honorary chairman of the National Chrysler Retirement Organization. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.